T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James Breezy, and as he joins us every single weekday, except for Fridays when he's off to do daddy daycare.
Which is selfish, by the way.
Stop. We've got Brennan Summers, the news at NBC, on with us this morning. Brennan, how you doing today?
It's not selfish. The money comes out of my paycheck, out of everyone's paycheck. It's the contribution everyone puts in.
Yes. No. For the record, I do not think it's selfish. So at least half the show is on your side, Brendan. Don't you worry. I got your back, man.
Yeah. And listen, it's not like it's a day off. I mean, I've learned that I can do one full long day with our three and a half month old by myself, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, okay,
it's exhausting.
I need to go back to work. Right. I need to go back to work for a few days.
Not
be back next Friday.
You know what's less exhausting? Me getting up at 2 a.m. and going in and doing the news.
Wow.
Yes. So that's every Friday, paid family leave. Daddy daycare is open all day on Friday.
Brennan, this might be a bit of a personal question, so feel free to not answer if you don't want to. But we were just talking about the transition from going from one to two. Do you have any aspirations to go for another, or is baby
Corey,
Brooklyn?
You literally just had a baby like three months ago.
Well, hold on. Or is baby Brooklyn going to be an only child?
I doubt it. This is
okay,
and it's. When the way we think about it is, okay, if you have a kid now, what we try to picture is how old are you going to be when they graduate high school?
Yeah,
and then
sure.
Just kind of like judging the life on that. And we've been married 2.5 years and we have this baby girl, and now Stephanie's like, she wants 4 kids. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
It was like, can't afford that. So it's,
yep, no, very expensive.
Yeah.
They're very, very expensive.
I love having our baby girl, but to take a shot at maybe a little boy that play golf with and try to learn. And then,
gotcha.
But the thing with us is that twins run in the family.
Oh, man.
On her side.
Stop.
So it's a little bit of a gamble there.
I have two sets of friends who went for number two and got number two and number three. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
though, Brennan, like, okay, you can look at it any way you want to spin it. But for Steph, your wife Steph, I feel like it would be a great like one and done shot type of thing, like, you know, two birds, if you will.
Yeah, but when you've already got one bird, and then you're getting three. Like my sister-in-law, they have twins. Steph's mom is a twin.
My mom was adopted,
so not exactly sure what is on her side.
Oh,
but
no.
My dad and his relatives, they've got some twin lineage going there, and it's, and I'm just, listen, I couldn't go home tomorrow and watch two of them. I'm like barely making it with one.
Yeah.
And then, I can't even imagine.
Well,
you know what? When all this clears up,
yeah,
Corey and I will come over and we'll watch.
Yeah.
Baby Brooklyn.
Well,
we will.
Maybe.
Corey,
will?
Shut up.
Maybe.
Yes, we will.
I've got one of my own to take care of, all right? I don't need more.
You funny,
no, I see all your tweets about golfing. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, I have one to take care of. Golfs Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday,
easy,
Saturday, Sunday.
Easy. I'm on daddy daycare
duty. I'm just, like,
duty.
So busy
I'm
taking
on
care of my kid.
I'm on daddy daycare duty in the afternoons, all right? So how about you both back the hell off?
But you have time to do all your hobbies.
I have
which
one
means,
hobby, actually.
Which,
But
you have two hobbies.
What's my other
hobby? We just talked about the other one with Steve Levy about the Notre Dame football that you probably won't get back this year.
I don't consider that a hobby. That's just a thing I like to watch. But okay, continue.
Recreation. Anyways, you have time to do your recreational things, and I feel as if you can let one of them go to the wayside for at least one day a week when we go over to Brendan's house and watch Baby Brooklyn.
All right.
Also, Brendan, he didn't invite us, but I feel as if he definitely wants us there.
Okay. Brendan, would you like to get to the news? Shall we move on?
Yeah, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the State Liquor Authority has clarified the executive order when it comes to food and alcohol. We saw a lot of bars and restaurants, bars, I guess, skirting around the rules, getting popcorn, getting pretzels, getting chips. Apparently, that's not going to count anymore.
Yeah, and it's like, who saw this coming after we saw the receipts and what people were doing? Mm-hmm. So here's how we got here. So they opened, the restaurants and stuff. And then bars started selling drinks, and people were just going to bars to get drinks. Down in New York City, it was a big problem, and in more metropolitan areas where people were just going and having cocktails, they're all standing outside bars, getting too close together. The governor seems like, we don't want to have that anymore. You're leading to problems with not masking, not staying apart. So we're going to require everyone that if you're selling drinks to someone, they got to have food as well. So you got to give them something. So then we get the idea of Cuomo chips, the Dum Dum Pops at that one place selling out suckers, pretzels, popcorn, whatever. And now the State Liquor Authority is like, no, we got to put some real food with this. So now they issue new guidelines overnight. We're talking salads, hot dogs, wings. You can't just skirt by with ordering a bag of Lay's potato chips tacked on for 15 cents to your Manhattan or whatever you're ordering.
So it's got to be something that actually has to be prepared.
Yes, and this is what interesting, because it doesn't cover most wineries and breweries. Like, if you don't have the restaurant aspect attached to your restaurant, so think of like Three Heads or something, which brings in a food truck. It doesn't have a restaurant on site, a place like that. They can still do like crackers and cheese, same things with wineries that don't have the full service restaurant. And this is just, that was my initial reaction when I was like, whoa, now this is like, these places don't have kitchens, but that they kind of get a pass on this. But for the other places, this is, you got to buckle up and serve real things.
Well, I'm sure the reaction to this is not at all just crazy.
I've seen one of those mini fryers on TikTok. Well, I'm sure they could go get one of those.
Sure, yeah, probably. And
get
Tyson.
I almost said Dyson.
Some chicken
Tyson
fingers.
Nugs.
Yeah.
And just send it on through.
I guess. Have you gotten any response from any bar owners about this yet? I'm sure they're delighted.
Not that it's seen locally, but just knowing that it was coming. I think that the real trepidation was, like, if I owned, like, a brewery and I didn't, and it's like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to be a restaurant. I didn't want to be lumped into them. So it looks like they get some clearance. But for the other bars and stuff, this is just, you feel like it's another step to getting to the point where they're going to dial back capacity or close some of them down, which is, some have been hit with like serious like fines and they've been citing these places. And they put out this threat and it's like, follow the rules.
Wow. Yeah. Nope. Definitely locking down
on
that.
The hammer is coming down.
Yeah. Turning this car around for sure.
Yeah. So if you're going to a bar, like, be prepared to eat something. Don't just think that you're going to get by. But
challenge
you don't have to,
accepted.
Listen, you don't have to order a second round. You don't have to order a second round of wings if you're having that second or third drink.
That's good.
But can I?
But Corey will.
Yes, a lot of people feel like ordering more wings once you get a little wasted.
Oh, yeah, of course they do. Of course they do.
Brendan Summers from Houston NBC on with us now, by the way.
Do you have any more clarification on, like, if you go to a bar with a group of four friends and then Sally just orders wings, everyone has to order wings, or is Sally good enough for the table?
It's a good follow-up.
Yeah, I believe it's everyone, because this kind of takes out the whole, like, bar service where you were just going up and picking something up. And the rules are, like, if you're serving a drink, like, food has to come along with it, and that's just part of it. So people have tried to skirt by with everything with this. And I do think that we wouldn't have seen this had we not seen the reaction last week originally and then saw the examples of what everyone was doing for the past couple of days.
Well, come on. They had to know that that was what was going to happen. People are always going to try to skirt around the rules and go the easiest path possible. There's no way they didn't think that's what was going to happen.
Right. And I think that from a business standpoint, it's, okay, if I have to do this and I've got to take away whatever chips I bought in bulk for a while to think that I could get by for a week, I've already got the operations in place to serve the food.
Yeah.
Now it's to make sure that the people are doing that. And it's the compliance part is what's going to have to follow with this too. Like these places are actually going to have to serve this. People are going to know that they have to order it and pay for it if you want to have the drink and sit outside.
Got it. All right. Okay. Brennan
that
Summers from Houston NBC on with us right now. Brennan, of course, schools still in a holding pattern here, waiting to know what's going to happen. But more and more schools are announcing their proposed reopening plans, and we're getting some more clarification on what the hybrid model might actually be. Was it Greece Central that put out the group breakdown?
Yeah, so this is, a lot of places kind of mentioned initial plans, but Greece, like, this is like what we intend to move forward with, and if we get the final okay from Governor Cuomo's team. So they're going to go with a rotation. So they had asked teachers and parents to weigh in on this last week, and now they've said students will be split into four different groups. And this is just, if your kid doesn't go to Greece, which is one of the biggest suburbs here, like, consider this, like, it's going to look similar at other schools. So there will be two groups that will be in person 2 days a week. There will be a third group that will cover special education students who may need to be in person more often than others. So they'll be online 1 day a week. And then there will be another group that will be remote every day. And they haven't announced which groups, what students are going in, whether it's different ages, grades, or if it's like high school versus middle school and elementary. But that's just an example of what they're coming up with. And it's going to be, it won't be blanket rules for everyone, but I think you're going to look at different districts and they're all going to look similar. It just depends on the execution.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. A lot of things are up in the air when it comes to schools, and like, we can't blame them, but also we're honing in on that deadline date of when their plans should be into the governor's office and should have the go ahead. So we'll have answers here shortly.
Yeah, that's end of the month. They've got to send stuff and whatever they've come up with to the governor's team and everyone in Albany. And then by August 7th, that's when they'll say, okay, you know what? We're looking at the Finger Lakes. You guys are good to go. Maybe someone else, you need to clear up something with some of the rules or the guidelines to make it work. But they know what they have to do, each school. So it appears that if your region's okay and good to go and you've come up with a solid enough plan, should be all right. And we're looking at that in about 6 weeks or so.
Got it.
All right, Brennan. We talked about it a little earlier in the feed here. 1.4 million seek jobless aid after the first increase since March. So that's also coming to a close here in the next week or two of the 600 a month getting the kibosh. What's to come for all these people that still don't have a job?
Listen, I do good question reports, but that is a great question for a lot of people who have depended on this for like 4 months now. And it's, they are lining up in Washington, lawmakers I'm talking about, the next spending bill to help the company get, to help the country get through this pandemic. And it's, you know, there's no, they've talked about more direct payments to Americans, but no word yet on the exact amount. Would that be $1,200 to $1,400 again? Who would it cover? But they haven't specifically addressed the unemployment and the unemployment benefits. Again, $600 a week extra on top of what you've been getting from the state. So that's been a lot of money for people who are still out of work. Mm-hmm. And now, there are businesses that are still closed. There are places that are cutting back on staff. These people, a lot of people just won't have jobs still. And there have been kind of different formulas. Even the president has talked about, does it come back to where it's like $200 to $300 to $400? Where's the middle ground, or do you try to find it some other way?
Yeah, dealing with the old cash cliff we've been talking about quite a bit. Yeah, I did see one proposal that it would go down to $100 from $600, so that there's still a little extra aid, but that it would encourage people to get back out there and get jobs. You know, I've talked to several business owners who say it's tough finding people right now because If the job doesn't pay a ton, if it's just barely above minimum wage, basically, people are making a lot more right now, just not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when this sets in for these people, if they don't get, say if it ends up being 100 or 200, which is much different than the 600 they've been getting, you may start looking and there might not be any jobs. Like, I mean, right now, like, no one's working at gyms unless they're in there cleaning and, like, part of the core staff. And we've seen so many stores close, places that are just holding off on opening just yet, and businesses that won't come back. And that's what's tough, especially like a restaurant who's running at 50% capacity right now. Do you need the 100% of staff that you had before?
Right.
And that's what's tough for so many people. But on the other side, it's trying to figure out how to encourage these people to try to get back to work, to try to figure it out, because how much longer, which, you know, certain lawmakers have said on the Democratic side, on the Democratic side, they wanted more help, but Republicans are like, how much longer can we keep paying this?
Sure.
It's no incentive to go back.
Yep.
It's also gotten like, so everyone's gotten so comfortable, right? It's like, oh, I'm just cashing out. It's the cash cliff. It's, I got that $1,000 a week. I'm Gucci, baby.
And looking around, you bring up that point, like, what did people do with this money? Some people put it down to go ahead and pay their rent or their mortgage, or put it in savings. Did other people, I've heard from people out on the street who blew it, who spent it on things and did things. And it was because it was more money than what they were making before.
Right.
So when you get money out of nowhere, you don't really know how to manage it because you've never had money before. So, I mean, you could sit there and be like, it's no fault of your own. But in the midst of a crisis here, which we are in a crisis, you should be having the most money management resources, tools, looking up things, talking to people of how to make this money last in case you do find yourself in a position where your job isn't waiting for you, or you can't find a job, or you don't want to work, which, I mean, you were working before, so you should go back to work, but it's a tough situation for sure.
Yeah, and the money was coming, and then it got extended a little bit, and then I think a lot of people were hoping that the same amount would get extended even more, but now it looks like it's going to be dialed back at the very least.
At least, sure. Brennan Summers from News at NBC on with us right now. Brennan, today's a big day for sports fans. Major League Baseball is back. We actually talked to Steve Levy from ESPN earlier on in the show. If you missed that, you can take a listen, 98pxy.com or on the radio.com app. But here locally, we know the Rochester Red Wings not having a season, no minor league baseball. But a couple of notes. First off, an extension to the drive-in movies happening at Frontier Field.
Yeah, and that's been something, you know, minor league teams are so good at promotions and trying to come up with anything. And this is just an unreal situation the Red Wings and Dan Mason, the GM, have had to conquer this year, hoping that they would get some baseball. That's not going to happen. But yeah, they set up the Rockin' Drive-In, showing double feature films like throughout the weekend. It's been packed. People filling the parking lot with their families, paying, I think it's $25 a car.
Yep.
So they're going to keep that going for a little bit. And this is, I mean, it's good. It's something happening for the city and for people and for the team, just to have people down there. The other thing they've been doing, you know, like the drive-through concession stands where you could still go get the plates and the different things that you would have at a Red Wings game. Dinner on the Diamond has been going on too. And you hope the best for them, because there are a lot of minor league teams, by the way, looking ahead to next year, which they're already tough getting by on money, getting support from big ball clubs. Some of them won't be coming back.
Yeah.
I feel like we as a community, though, like, we back the Red Wings so much just because they bring so much entertainment and fun and differentness to our lives, because they are so good with promotions and they're so good with being inclusive to everyone. If they have nights for literally every club, gender, you know, they have it all. They're so good at that stuff. But there's one more thing that I think is worth talking about. We're talking to Dan Mason tomorrow morning on the show, but Milo, he just signed a pretty big contract here.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about, you know, in the NFL, Pat Mahomes for the Chiefs gets this 10-year, like, $500 million deal. But let's talk about Milo and what happened. So, no season for the Red Wings, we know, but he gets this lifetime contract.
Yep.
And they made the announcement, you know, he's a golden retriever. He practices going to get the bats at Frontier Field.
Milo is the bat dog for anyone who is unaware.
Yeah,
like, who the hell's Milo?
We believe the salary package includes unlimited bones and pig ears. So it'll be Good for him. What I had said is, you know, so the Toronto Blue Jays we talked about, they don't know where they're going to be playing. Maybe in Buffalo. And I was like, you know, if they end up in Buffalo, can Milo get some workouts?
You want to make sure he stays in shape. You don't want him trotting out there next year about 40 pounds heavier. He can't get to the bat in time. No need that.
I feel so bad for him because earlier this year they put out the video of him training like in spring and the winter. And it's like, oh, this pup just wants to get out and have fun.
He's a gamer. He's a gamer. It'll be just fine. Just fine.
Yeah.
All right. Brendan Summers from News 10 NBC. Thank you for joining us as always. Enjoy the daddy daycare tomorrow, and we will talk to you again on Monday.
You got it. See you guys.
All right, man.
Bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.